morning, early birds. You've caught The Worm, a podcast from Yellowstone Public Radio, rounding up reporting from our newsroom and Montana Public Radio. Today we have stories about grizzly bear deaths in northwest Montana and a new sweat lodge on the Montana State University Billings campus. It's Wednesday, November 13th. I'm your host, Jess Sheldahl. The Montana Fish and Wildlife Commission has decided to seek public input on several suggestions for easing crowding on the scenic Madison River in southwestern Montana. Yesterday, the commission rejected petitions offering different regulations and decided to take public comment on proposals that included limiting guiding, barring boats from wade-only sections, and limiting overall angling use. The Department of Fish, Wildlife, and Parks will be asked to propose a draft plan. Montana wildlife officials announced yesterday that two grizzlies were recently killed in northwest Montana. Montana Public Radio's Aaron Bolton reports a food-conditioned male grizzly was euthanized over the weekend, and a female was killed by a hunter last week.
A female grizzly killed by a hunter last week in the Whitefish Mountain Range east of Eureka was the 44th grizzly to die in the Northern Continental Divide Ecosystem, or NCDE, this year, approaching last year's record-breaking number of deaths. Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks spokesperson Dylan Tavish says the female grizzly was accompanied by a cub.
We had an adult male who was hunting alone and reported that a grizzly bear charged him on a forested trail the morning of November 7th.
The hunter reported the incident to a Montana game warden, and the case remains under investigation. FWP is not attempting to capture the female's cub. The mother and her young lived in the NCDE. State officials say there have been 48 mortalities, meaning both bears killed and removed from the NCDE so far this year. Combined with last year's record number of mortalities, there have been 99 bears killed or removed over the past 2 years. Officials estimate there were 1,029 bears in the NCDE in 2018. In a separate incident, a 25-year-old male grizzly that belonged to the smaller Cabinet Yak ecosystem was euthanized over the weekend. Again, FWP's Dylan Tavish.
The bear had broken into a garage and fed on a harvested elk. And after consulting with U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and following our guidelines, the bear was euthanized.
Tavish says the bear attempted to break into a barn last month but was unsuccessful. FWP then captured, collared, and transported that bear back to the wild before it returned to residential areas. The current population estimate for the Cabinet Yak ecosystem sits at about 50 to 60 bears. Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio News.
Visits to Yellowstone National Park took a dip in October due to temporary winter weather closures of some park entrance stations and roads. The park yesterday announced it saw about 170,000 visits last month, down 22% from October last year. Annual visitation this year is also lower compared to the past 5 years, with nearly 4 million recreational visits. Many of the park's roads have closed for the season. Roads are scheduled to open for over-snow travel by snowmobile and snow coach on December 15th, conditions permitting. The Lewis and Clark County Republican Central Committee has decided to postpone a gubernatorial candidate debate it had planned to sponsor in Helena this month until all three candidates can attend. The committee had announced a November 26th debate, saying it couldn't come up with a date that U.S. Representative Greg Gianforte could attend. His campaign says organizers were aware he could not attend during Thanksgiving week and no other dates were offered. The Navajo Nation president says the tribe will not financially back the bonds a tribal energy company needs for a trio of newly acquired mines off the reservation. The Navajo Transitional Energy Company recently bought Montana's largest coal mine and two other mines in Wyoming. The development marks the latest turmoil to hit the Powder River Basin of Montana and Wyoming, the nation's largest coal-producing region, where bankruptcies have put a pall over a once vibrant industry. Street. Montana State University Billings announced the opening of a sweat lodge on its campus yesterday. As Olivia Reingold reports, it's part of the university's effort to retain indigenous students.
About 25 people gathered in the backyard of the Native American Achievement Center, listening to MSUB Chancellor Dan Edelman as he dedicated the new sweat lodge. It's a dome used for prayer by some Great Plains tribes. This one has rocks from Snake Butte on the Fort Belknap Reservation and is made of cedar.
We definitely worked very hard to try to improve the educational access and success for our Native American students.
Although research says Native Americans are the least likely racial demographic to attend college, MSUB says its Native student enrollment has grown in recent years. This fall, the university says its Native student body grew to 345 students total across its two campuses.
Now we got to make sure not only we recruit students, but we retain them as well. And this is part of the retention efforts.
The university has also hired a tribal liaison to travel to different tribal nations and recruit students. This sweat lodge is part of that. It's the only one located on a non-tribal campus in Montana and took about $10,000 in private donations to build and bring up to Billings Fire Code.
We can go over here. Okay,
Joe McGeeshick, the interim director of the Native American Achievement Center, raised the bulk of that money. He says a sweat lodge is helpful to retain Native students.
But it's not essential. What's essential is having faculty and staff and administration understand where Indians are coming from, what they've been through.
He says the sweat lodge is another tool to help faculty and administrators understand Native students and support their success. McGeeshick replaced former director Reno Charette this summer, in part to help get the ball rolling on the sweat lodge. That's according to an email obtained from a public records request between Provost Melinda Arnold and Chancellor Edelman. It says that McGeeshick was hired to hit the ground running with fundraising and community building for the sweat lodge powwow and program expansion efforts. Robin Beggs, his own, an Assiniboine and Sioux student at MSUB, sweats twice a month at a lodge outside Billings. He says it helped him get sober over a decade ago, and now...
It helps me through school. It helps me in a lot of things in my life. If I feel down or if I'm depressed or anything like that and I go into sweat, by the time I get out of that sweat, I feel much better.
He says the MSUB Sweat Lodge will help bond Native students and create a sense of community. For Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Olivia Reingold.
Olivia Reingold is Yellowstone Public Radio's Report for America Corps member. And that's what's happening in Montana today. Check in with Montana Public Radio's Montana Evening News for updates on the news of the day. For Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Jess Sheldahl. We'll have another episode of The Worm for you early birds tomorrow morning.
The Worm is produced by Jess Sheldahl for Yellowstone Public Radio. Theme music composed and recorded by Zach Jones at Rapscallion Recording. Meadowlark Call captured by Jay McGowan for the Macaulay Library. Partial funding for The Worm is provided by the Greater Montana Foundation, encouraging communication on issues, trends, and values of importance to Montana. More information about The Worm is available at ypradio.org.